and bath, take Himmel on a day. Ravina Omar Behitzain. We had a problem. What is Chat in the Mishnah? That Hatomis Vagidim Yisolchu Beshisha also. What is the case that Gidim have to be burnt? Why do they have to be burnt? If it's Boso, if it's Royal Achille, so it should be eaten. If it's not Royal Achille, so then there's no Chiv Sreif on it. That was the problem. So Rabbi Yude, so the Gemara says Rabbi Nama Bechitzen. It's speaking about the Gid on which is on the Chitzen side of the Yeres. With Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Doma Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Beis Gidin Hay. There are two Gidin on the Yeres. Pnimi Hasamuch Laetem Oso V'Chayoven Olok. The Gid that's on the Pnimi side of the Yerech, so that Yechayiv Malkit. And since that's also min HaTeire, so there's no Din Noisa whatsoever. There's no Din Achila and there's no Din Noisa. Chitain, the outer Gid, Asamuch Lebosa, also, it's also min HaRabonon, Ve'em Chayoven Olok. So that is Pshat, so since min HaRabonon, that means Mina Torah, it's called Boso Nesroyal Achille. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to eat it. As Afal Pikein, but since Mina Torah it's Royal Achille, so Mamele it's Chal Hashem Neisar on it, and therefore there's a Din Freisa. So thinking about the Gid Achitzen. Let us see what Rashi says. Shnei Gidin Hein Beyerech, Pnimi asamuch la'etzem, ze gid ha'godol. This is a large gid ha'masuach al pnei kol oirech ha'yerech. On the whole length of the yerech, upnimi korilei, shuhu betzad pnimi shol yerech, tzad ha'roye et ha'yerech ha'sheni, that's the inner side of the behemoth. Besamuch la'etzem, etzem ha'kuyis atrochuf bebuke da'atma. So tzomach to this etzem, v'gam yoytze mi buke da'atmo, v'nimtach eikol oisoi etzem al pnei kol oirech ha'yerech. That's the safe dibbo. Now, in the Meir Sagmor, we have a new ascholos ha'dibbo. Also, v'chayovim olof, it's also min ha'teh, v'chayovim olof malkit. Chitzen zegit kotze, ha'nitn b'soif ha'shufi l'rochboi, Chitin kori leo shem shumutu lezad chitin shal yerech. Tata roye sa'avir asomach leboso shemuvla beboso. So this is also midarabono. Vein chayov no lo, kinu beforeshtayim mehoso, masher al kaf hayorech, ahu deposhit bekula yerech. That which is spread out over the whole yerech. Vahainu pnimi. Avul chitzen loy, the chitzen is only on a chelik of the year, it's a gid kotzer, period. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. Bahu dekom artana dido. That what the Tana of our Mishnah said, the tchilosoi ein oinechel, that this is not oimet to be eaten, it's oimet to be burnt, mishum iser berabonon, because of the iser berabonon that is on this gid. Viton Sreifa, so this needs Sreifa, the Chayel Alei Shem Noisa, the Chozi Midereise, since Mina Teire, it's Chozi Lachile, so therefore, so it's Chal Hashem Noisa on it, the Chozi Midereise. We mentioned yesterday, when Chachinach went Pshat and Rashi, that the reason one is permitted not to eat it, the reason one is permitted to be Noisa, is because when you say Yeshkech Lomim Lakadov Min HaTeire B'Shei Ba'al Tash Zog the Gemara Vaita. We heard in the Mishnah that the Mishnah ends that if Chalta Zayin Li is the Shabbos, if the first day Chalamoid is in Shabbos, Yisrofu B'Yud Zayin, Solfu B'Yud Zayin.
שאינם דויכם לאיס השבס לאיס היומפר. טריפס נויסו איז נאט דויכה שבס או יומפר. פרקטי גמורה, ומי, וואי איז נאט דויכה יומפר, נאיסי יעשי, וייתכי לאיס עשי, יומפר איז אוני הלאיס עשי, so let the mitzvah say of Sreifus Neisa be doiche the love of Yontif. Look to Gemara, Oma Cheskiye, Bechein Tone Devei Cheskiye, Oma Ko, Leisei Siru Mimenu Ad Boike. It should not be left over Ad Boike, Vaha Neisa Mimenu Ad Boike, Be'eshti Sreifu. So there's an extra boiker. She ain't Talmud Loima ad boiker. Ma Talmud Loima ad boiker. So the boiker, the second boiker is Miyuta. Could have said, she's a man ad boiker, but no, he's a man who beish his rifle. Ma Talmud Loima ad boiker, leapin loi boiker, sheini lis rifosai. But this man's rifle is, not the first boiker, not the first day yontes, not the first day chalamoy. Rashin Chumash says pshat in the posik, loisei siru mimenu ad boiker, you shouldn't leave it over till the first day yontes, vahanoiser mimenu be boiker rishoin, that which was left over, the first boiker, is ad boiker sheini yamoit, she should hold it to the second boiker, and then ba'ish tisraifel. So upon him, the best of the pasuk is telling us that you wait to burn it till the second boiker. So upon him, so we have a gilu yakro, that noiso is not burnt on yontek. So we see from here that the essa of status noiso is not the isser of yontek. Let us see Rashi. Neisei asei de ba'ish disreifu, v'nitche loisata de mleches yontef. She'ein tamad loy ma'ad boiker batre, do kvar ksiv kamas. I know we're speaking about boiker already. Zog teise, litein boiker sheini lisreifosai. So from here we see that it's not doiche yontef. V'intayme, he also lisol for Israel meito yontef ada boiker. If the pasuk tells us that you have to burn it the first day chalamoi, you're not permitted to burn it the beitzoy yontes. Es eichimu chach da'en treifes kochim doiche yontes. How can you be machiach? That the reason that you don't burn it the first day is because it's not doiche yontes, the way the Mishnah says. Alkochok zeres hakosavu. The whole halacha that you wait till yontif, till chalu, the first day chalamoid is like zeres hakosu. Tafilu balayla shu chayla osu l'sof. You're not allowed to burn it at night either. So since you're not allowed to burn it at night, al kolchoch, it's not because it's not doiche. There's nothing to be doiche over there. Layla is already, it's a yontif. So al kolch is like zeres hakosu. So the Lashon and Mishnah is very shved. The Mishnah says it's not doiche yontif. The reason is because there's no heter. Akochach, that's not, there's no hechach from the pasuk that there's no heter. Because we see it's tamas ekzeres akosu. The Shloimer, no. The Kivim, the Osalusar, for Yibaboy Kerishin. The pasuk tells us two halachas. It should not be burnt by Kerishin. It should not be burnt moitzoy yontif. And it should be burnt the second day yontif. So the first day halamai. The kiv and the lesof by the boiker rishen. Since the pasuk is telling us you're not allowed to burn it the first boiker. Yalfin in shapir ben freifes kochim boiker yontif. Why not take it? There's no legitimate reason why not accept this reason because it's not boiker yontif. Oh, the also lesof by beleil meitzoy yontif. Ein time shekein matino b'shlomim she'ein necholim lo'er shlishi. We have the same halacha by shlomim also, that even though it becomes noiso by the end of the second day, v'v'lo'ochein yisrof ma'da yoyin k'dem rinim b'reish mechilten. That's the teretz is is a halacha that ain't kerfin noisam ela bayayim. That's really the halacha. That's how we paskin. We paskin schreifes noisar is bayayim. That's halacha in mitzvah schreifes. So memele, we learn it out taki from this pasuk, from the pasuk of Shlomim, that says that you have to wait till the third day to burn it. So here we learn that the mitzvah of schreifes noisar is only bayayim. It's not for Laila. So that's why you can't burn it by night at the dinner safe as nicer, because it's only by yom. But that you can't burn it the first day, there you have the mile of yom. So kochoch, the reason is because there's no heter of tchiyah, because the mitzvah is not teichi yom. Abaya omar, a different mekir that it's not teichi. Omakro oilas Shabbat b'Shabbatos. The pasuk tells us, let's say let us speak about a tamid. The tamid shall Shabbos. First we had before on tamid nishchat. Let's say the tamid of Shabbos can be niktar in yomtiv. That is chat in the pasuk. Oilas Shabbat b'Shabbatos. And you can be makter the Talmud of Shabbos. If Shabbos was Erev Yontif, so at night you can be makter it in Yontif. Oile Shabbos b'Shabbatos. The loy oile, that's the dafket Erev Yontif is Shabbos, you're allowed to be makter the oile in Yontif. For this we have a diik, loy oile schil b'Shabbos. But if Erev Shabbos is chil, you're not allowed to be makter the tomid shall erev Shabbos b'Shabbos by oilus chayil b'yontif, and you're also not allowed to be makter on oilus chayil b'yontif b'afka oilus Shabbos b'Shabbatos. By oilus Shabbos you're allowed to be makter in yontif, not on oilus chayil b'yontif. So we have here a limud that let's say the tomid shall beina abay. It's erev yontif. So like this, this man aktoris atomid is called a laila. The chalovim and the ivorim are niktorim called a laila. So Behemis, and this is this man aktoris. The aval pikein, the prophet tells us that it is not toichi yontav. I hear here a mitzvah aktoris. This is a mitzvah that can only be niskayim this night. If I wasn't makterit by yoim, so I can't be makterit anymore. I can't be if I won't be makterit tonight, I can't be makterit anymore. But af al pi kain, the Torah said that you're not makterit in yontif. So memele, so sakal v'chaimer, noiso, which if I won't be seirefit in yontif, I can be seirefit after yontif. So about the gewiss, it's not deiche yontif. The Torah, her oila, which is mana, is not deiche yontif. Sreifas noiso, which I have mozman, I mean that I won't burn it in yontav, I can burn it after yontav, but the gewiss it's not toichi yontav. Let us see Rashi. Uloi oiles choil biyontav. Alme afilu hektar oilo. That's the afilu, hektar oilo, that's the zman. That's the only zman I have to be master it. Einei doichi yontav, choshkein sreifas psul shalo, the sreifa of the psulim which I have mozman, I don't burn it in yontav, I can burn it after yontav. About the gewiss, it's not doichi yontav. U pesach kolben shal chaylu, pesach is a kolben shal chayl, bezrikas doni barbo also, because bezrike is vachayl, so it's called a kolben shal chayl. It falls into this gzeres akosuf, v'loi oilas chayl b'yontav. Then you're not allowed to be makterit b'layla, so if the Pesach became nivsal, you also can be makterit. Oh, dechtiv lo yolin la boiker. The Pesach says, you have to make sure to be makter the emurim at night. You cannot be makter, you have to make sure to be makter at night, lo yolin la boiker. The mashma kol alayla yolim, or kimnes, or the gemara in Tamid Nishchat says that pasuk is speaking about ba'arbo osr shechaliyah b'shabbos. If erev Pesach was chal b'Shabbos. So the male then it has the din of an oyla Shabbos. An oyla Shabbos, that means a korban Shabbos is doiche yontif. So the korban Pesach has the din of a korban Shabbos that's doiche yontif. The perik tamid nishcha. Zog Taisa. V'loi oylas chol b'Shabbos. The Pesach says you cannot be maktir an oylas chol in Shabbos. Mash bahoche, the eivorei chol, if you have eivorim of an oile, ein kreven b'shabes, v'loi b'yonta, that's the posk, le'oilas chol b'shabes, le'oilas chol b'yonta, that's what the Gemara seems to say here. V'koshe, the besoif perek torof b'kalfi, oma, the Gemara says as follows. Eivorei chol, sheni toisru, Eivorechel, which were left over, they weren't burnt. Oisa lehen maroche bifnei atzmon. So you make a separate maroche, besoidron, and you misada this maroche, this is Eivorechel, afilu b'shabes. And you make a special maroche, and you burn the Eivorechel. Vafilu lerav hune, the Poli Kosom, he says, Ainu, Deina Oise Maroche Bifneyasim, and that's the Machloikis. He says, you don't make a special Maroche. Avol Divrei Hakel, Soidran Ala Maroche Gdeila, so you misada these Evorim and the Maroche Gdeila. Kein Tzorich Leforisham, that's Buchach how to explain the Gemara in Yoyme. Rechein Besoif Perikame Bishabit, we have the same aloche. Dorish b'chol meishveiseichem i'ato mavir, that in b'chol meishveiseichem you're not allowed to burn things, but in the Beit HaMikdosh you're allowed to burn. What is the pasuk coming to tell us? L'mishrei eivorim u'pdorim u'dos. This is mater, eivorim u'pdorim, v'haino eivorim chol sheni toischu. That the Devarim of Pdorim means Devari Chayu. Devari Tomid Shal Shabbos. Devari Tomid Shal Shabbos. Devari Tomid Shal Shabbos. Meyal Oilas HaTomid. Berei Shailu Dvorim. That the Tomid in Shabbos Kuf Yilat to be Makter in Shabbos. We learn out Meyal Oilas HaTomid. After the Oilas HaTomid of Aistai Shir Makter the Oilas HaTomid. Berei Shailu Dvorim. The word Vedavkes sound clear. Maybe we have to be geyus v'ho. Like Taisvis v'ho, Ivori oilas chayul memayitoche. Like Taisvis, that, so we have here two gemores, that you're maktir Ivori chayul, alam is beyach, in Shabbos, in Yomtev. And here we're memayit, that you're not maktir Ivori chayul in Shabbos or Yomtev. V'tirit Rabbeinu tam v'rivo. The Hosom Davke b'moshlo b'hen ho'u ma'ir. We're speaking about Ivorim, which started burning Erev Shabbat, and they're burning in Shabbat. V'nasu kvar lachmei shal mizbech. They have already become the lechem of the mizbech. They were burning in Shabbat. Shemitoich shehen lachmei shal mizbech. So since they became the lechem of the mizbech, so Pesach says, along this. So Memela, so this becomes now a Korban Shabbos. It was already burning. That means even though in Yisod, it's a Korban Chol. But since this Korban Chol was already became Lach Meshal Mizbeach, so it was burning in Shabbos already. So now it gets a loch of a Shabbos to kikom. Harei hen kikobin hayoim, v'dochu b'bomayadoi afilu b'Shabbos. So if I count, we have adroshe that the korban is Shabbos, adoiche Shabbos. So this korban chol, which became lachme shomizbeach in Shabbos, gets a din of a korban Shabbos, adoiche Shabbos, v'bomayadoi. Ulalishne the Asik Nami Hosom. So the Mela Sotaisu says that's what it's speaking about. He says the only oifen we can understand that one is permitted to be makter evoi chol b'Shabbos is mean if Moshla ben Ahu, so Memele, so then it became Lachme Shal Mizbeach, and it's like a Kolben Hayoy. Ulelishne da Asik Nami Hosom Davke Bipsulin im Moshla ben Ahu em Eloi Loi. The Gemara in Yoyme says that Davke by Psulim it's the Moshla Ben or any loy. Lama mutek sheirim oser. Doesn't mean that by sheirim you don't need Moshla Ben Moir. Alochi commonly is perech big sheirim lashmine be Moshla Ben Moir. You don't have to tell me that by sheirim if it's Moshla Ben Moir, you're permitted to continue burning it in Shabbos. You need a baraisa to tell me by psulim. But don't make a mistake from the Gemara that only by Psulim ni Moshel Bemo. It's not true. Afilu by Ksheirim. Psulim means giving Sha'olu lo yerdu. So no, afilu by Ksheirim, you also need Moshel Bemo, but that's poshet. Now, Afilim olu lo yerdu, that Psulim is Moshel Bemo, so the din is allowed to be makter in Shabbat. The rivo misupik bishal korbonis the lav tomid umoshla behena u inasa lachme shal mizbech lemishrinu bishat. Now the rivo had a psalom de shesofi. He says that is true. The Gemara says in Yume that if it became lachme shal mizbech, it gets a din of a korbon Shabbos. So rivo was misupik if this aloch is applicable by all kabbonis which are not kabbonis tiba. The lav tomis umoshel b'amur nasa lachmish amizbech l'mishchin or b'shabes. The dil medavke b'tomid mahani haytaine. Maybe this lomdis that it gets a din of a kabbon hayoyim is that only if this was a tomid of erev Shabbos. The shame tomid doiche Shabbos. We know that the tomid is doiche Shabbos. So even though theoretically this is a tomid shel erev Shabbos, but since Moshla behem ha'u, so gets a loch of a tomid shel Shabbos. That's the chiddush what we learn now. But so a tomid shel Shabbos is doiche Shabbos. So the chiddush is Moshla behem ha'u gets a din of a tomid shel Shabbos, even though theoretically the tomid shel erev Shabbos. Masha Enken, some of the person of a kolben yochid, and it was Moshel Ben Mo'u, could be if you have to continue burning it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a ma'isa. Not allowed, because only a kolben tzibur is doiche Shabbos. Some say, if the shame kolben that it has is not a kolben that's doiche Shabbos, so you won't say b'moyadoi to tell me that this kolben is doiche Shabbos, since it's a shame kolben that's not doiche Shabbos, if it will be a Shabbos to kick kolben. Im Taima, Faktais, was the Beyayme Dorish Le, Bim Mayadoi. Faktais, was this Aloha, that Moshel Bem Ha'oyah. So the Aloha is, you're permitted. You're permitted to be Makterit in Shabbat. So there are two Droshes. The Gemara in Yayme Dorish and said, Mi Bim Mayadoi. Afibu Bishabbat, Pekame Bishabbat, Dorish, Mi Bechol Meishvei Seichem. So why do you need two different drushes to tell me this halacha? Yeshloime the krod of a chomay shviseichem goli al the moyadai the airi afilu beivorim abdorim sholchel. That memison I says, by myself, I would never say this lomdis, that the posik the moyadai is going on a vorim shall kolben chayil that became lachmai shall misbeya. So there's a din of mayada. It gets a din of a kolben Shabbos, which is doiche Shabbos. I would never say such a thing. Mikoyach svoret. So therefore, I need the gili akro b'chomai shveizech misvareish b'chomai shveizech b'chomai allowed to make a fire. You're allowed to burn, and the pasuk is coming to tell us you're permitted to burn. You're allowed to burn evori chayil. So now, after this posik, the Gemara and Yuma tell me the lundis. So the lundis of the heter is that it becomes now a kolben shel Shabbos. Now there's a din tchi of the mayabah that it's doiche Shabbos. The Gilui is from Bechol Meishvei Seichem. That's the Gilui. But now, not the Bechol Meishvei Seichem. It's Megale that the reason why it's Doiche though, because it's equivalent to Makom Shal Shabbos, that's Doiche Shabbos, also from Mayadim. Because the Bechol Meishvei Seichem Goli al the Mayadai, that the Mayadai that says that Kol B'nai Shabbos are Doiche Shabbos, this also falls into the category of Kol B'nai Shabbos. V'ho, de lo inokat v'yoyme, k'ro, de chol ma'ishvei sechem, ba v'iker d'roshe. I'm going to say, the Gemara is telling me that now the heter of my adoy is applicable by a vorem shel chol also. But that's lomdus, but the halach is stated in b'chol ma'ishvei sechem. Whatever the longest of the halacha is, but the halacha states b'chol ma'ishvei seichem. So the Gemara in Yom should bring the Gemara b'chol ma'ishvei seichem. B'ha'ad aloi noket b'yom ekod b'chol ma'ishvei seichem b'avi iker drosha shum d'neich aloi l'minke drosha d'mayadi d'shaychi avga b'itume. Because the Gemara is not only speaking about Shabbos, the Gemara is speaking about if you're permitted to be makterit betume, that means if it was a kolben, let's say it was a kolben that the b'shas shchit and zrike, the tzibur wasn't tamei, and then later they became the next day they became tameim. So shals you'll have to be makterit betume, you have to be makter this kolben betume. So memele, so therefore the Gemara uses the drash of mayadoi to tell us, we learn that from Mayadai that just that it's Teiche Shabbos, it's Teiche Tume. So Mamele, the Gemara wants to tell us, that Eivorei Chol Shenitoisru, and then the Tzibur became Tmeim, so you permitted the Makta this Betume also. So Mamele, that's why the Gemara chaps on the Drosh of Mayadai, which is a Gilui and Tume also. That's number one. B'chol ha-kobonis. Number two, he wants to tell us all kobonis. What's that all kobonis? So the Marsha says, according to the Ribo, it means, kobon reish chaydesh, kobon musif, which is also doiche Shabbos, is, because according to the Ribo, stamazay, nedorim and nedoves, you wouldn't say that it's doiche Shabbos, since it doesn't have a shem that's ever doiche Shabbos. B'chol kabonis means the Masafim of Yontav, the Masafim of Rosh Chodesh, that if Rosh Chodesh and Yontav were Erev Shabbos, so the Maise, it will be Doiche Shabbos, the Devarim Shani Toisro. And these last two words, the Dvar Shmuel asks, he doesn't understand why you need B'moy Adoy. I mean, for that is good B'chol Meshvei Seichem. Where do you see other kabonis in the Mayada, in more than the Chol Meishvei Seichem? Zogt the Gemara weiter. Al Kaponim, the while we have two drushes. One drush is, Bar Neisar Mimeno Ad Boiker, is going on Boiker Shainis. You have a Gilu Yakro, that you're not permitted to be Seiref Neisar Nyonte. Or, according to Abaya, we learn out Oilas Shabbos Beyontif, Le'oilas Chayil Beyontif. If you're not permitted to be Maktir, and Oilas Chayil Beyontif, Avada Givis, the Psulim of an Oilas Chayil, the Yizich are not allowed to burn in Yontif. Roda Oma Kro, a different drosha. Hu Levado Ye Osa Lochem. Ach ashe yeochel lochol nefesh, eichol nefesh, hu levadoi. So there are two miyutim. Eichol nefesh hu, and not something else. And levadoi, this alone is doiche yomtif, but not something else. Hu levadoi yeochel lochem. So from the hu we darshan hu v'loi machshiro. That machshiro eichol nefesh is not doiche Yomtev, Levadoi, Veloi Milo, Shaloi Bizmano, Abo Mikal Vachayna. It's Milo, Shaloi Bizmano, which theoretically I have a Kal Vachayna, that it is Doiche Yonter. So Levada is coming to tell us, no, only Eichel Nefesh is Doiche Yonter. But Mitzvah Smila is not Doiche Yonter. So we'll see, we learn that, just like Mitzvah Smila is not Doiche Yonter. And the reason it's not Doiche Yonter is because you can be mal the next day. So who adin, seif is kochim, it's also not Doiche Yonter. It could be seif the next day. Let us see Rashi. Who will I machshira? I yechaylem le'osais mi ba'ayyoy. Is machshiri eichel nefesh, which are possible to make erev yontev, this is not eichel yontev. Ve'loi milo sheloi bezmano. Ve'iloi mimitko, if you would not have this mit of levadoi, osi bekal v'chayme, I would say that milo sheloi bezmano is eichel yontev makal v'chayme. Kal v'chayme litchay. Uma tzoras shedoyche esa avoide. What is the din if all the kahanim available have a nega? Now they can't do the avoide if they have a nega. There's an eitze. Cut off the nega. But that's not an eitze because you're not allowed to cut off the nega. There's an issa of shamalucha b'nega tzaraas, but there's an issa of tzitzas hanega. You're not allowed to cut off hanega. So we see from here that if the avoider can only be niskayim through tzitzas hanega, that means all the kahanim have negoim, and the only way you can do the avoider is by cutting off the nega. So the halacha is you don't cut off the nega and you don't do avoider. So we see that tzaraas, the issa of tzitzas beheres, is doich avoid. That means that this love is stronger than avoid, and you mevatel the avoid in order not to be oiva on the love of Jesus Beheres. Va avoid doich es ha Shabbos. Avoid is doich es Shabbos. So see, avoid is stronger than Shabbos. Mila av sheloi bizmane doich ha oisa tila b'mokim Beheres yikets parosai. Now, Milo Shalai Bismano, we have a drosha, that Milo Shalai Bismano, if on the Ola, there will be a Beheres. So the halacha is that you cut off the Beheres with the Asura Sa'ola. So we see that the mitzvah of Mila is stronger than the Issa of Tzitzis Beheres. So Mele, Milo Shalai Bismano, is Shabbos. Shenidachas mitnei avoide, Shabbos at nidach mitnei avoide, ein eidin shetei mila doiche. So vada se eva kal bochoyma, that mila should be doiche. Mila vada gewisse, mila is doiche tzitzis beheres. Beheres is doiche avoide, avoide is doiche Shabbos. So vada gewisse, mila shlo bizmano should be doiche Shabbos. Also, memele, vlai mila shlo bizmano abo mi kal bochoyma. Se eva kal bochoyma, that theoretically, that milish loy bizmane should be doiche yont. Afal Shabbos have a kal v'chaim. Vase kro miyato. Now the pasuk says levado. Levadoi bekiven shaloy bizmane hu. The pasuk is telling us in this is shaloy bizmane. Narashi gives two mishalom of shaloy bizmane. Kigoyin ger shenizgaya. Ger shenizgaya. So this man is loved after today. Bekotten shenenas oviv ovos mano. Father was unable to be mal till now, ovos mano. Nishuye lemocho. So the pasuk is coming to tell us, wait. So it's not doiche yomtiv, since you can wait till tomorrow. So memele, if that is the reason why mila, which be'etzim is bekoyach to be doiche Shabbos. But since it is possible to wait till tomorrow, so the Torah told us it's not Torah, it's not even Torah Yonte. And Gabi Sreif is Psul Kotshim Nami, Kimilo Shloi Bismano. So Memele, the same reasoning that we say that Mila is not Torah Yonte, since it's possible to wait till tomorrow, is Memele, so Sreif is Kotshim, Nami Kimilo Shloi Bismano, Zev Shishu Yedomi. We can wait. So therefore, it is not Teichi Yontif. So that's the Levadi is coming to tell us
that afilo milo shloi bezmanoi is not doiche yontif, and the kolshkein sreifus kotchim does not have the chayim of milo shloi bezmanoi, which is doiche tzaraas. The Bar Avrom asks, he says, this power, Rashi gives a moshul to Misholom of Milo Shaloi Bizmano. One moshul is a gersh and his gaya. So, what I was always given from Rashi, that means, without this zeiris of kosov of levadoi, so I would say that Milo is daichayantev. Milo is daichayantev. So he asks, how could I say, so Mishloim by a cotton, so it's a chiyav mila, it's a chiyav mila today. So Memela, I would say it's a chiyanta, why not? It's a chiyav mila. But a gershon is gaya, he says it's a chiyav to be malam today. It's not chiyav bechlau to be mala goy. He's a goy, there's no chiyav to be malam. The time is the mila is a heksha. It can't become a yid without Mila. So it's a heksher to the Geirah. But it's not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to be malim. So the Melech says, so why do you need a posik to tell me Gershon is Gaya? I'm just wondering if when he says a vote, he says, better maybe there's a shtickle. First he wants to say it's a heksher. We make a bracha. She kichanav and mitzvahis and tzivon olam olas agerim. This episode says there's a mitzvah. So he says by shechita you also make a bracha. So say she kichanav and mitzvahis. And their pshat is it's a hechshet. Not a mitzvah to shech. If you want to eat meat, you have to shech. So this is also if he wants to become a ager, you need mila. But from the nusach a bracha, time is. But it's no right, it's a heksha, not even a mitzvah. I mean, but that's the mitzvah that, there's no chiyah for sure. Then he wants to say, l'chayre, when he becomes a yid, so l'chayre is chala chiyah milan him. So kochach is yoytze with the previous mila, which was begiyusoy. Maybe it's a shtickle mitzvah, he says. But Mehichi Teisi, that should be Deiche. But you need a meal to tell me that it's not Deiche. It lies by Tzorchin on Rashi. I was just wondering, ich weiß nicht, that we once mentioned a Machloikis, if by Esa Deiche Loisase, if the Chiyuv is Deiche or the Kiyum is Deiche. I want to say that Rashi holds that the Chiyuv is Deiche. So if we were correct there, then we're wrong here. But Al Koponim is the Rabbi Chonon and Kaivit Shiurim, Seif Mesechtes Kedushin, brings down a Raivit and Teres Koyanim. The Raivit and Teres Koyanim says, by all mitzvahs asay shazman grome, so pshat is noshim, anoshim amachuyiv, and noshim, if they want to, they can do it. There's no chiyiv on them. But they have a chiyiv. The Raivit says, that therefore, noshim are permitted to wear kloin betit. So we see from the raivet that the raivet holds klo that a mitzvah kiyumi is also doiche alav. You see, that's a doiche loisas. So, he assumes there's no mitzvah whatsoever. It's only a heksha. Maybe there is a mitzvah taka lomolas agerin. That's a mitzvah. You don't have to do it today, but it's a mitzvah kiyumi. If we hold that side, it's efshet not too bad. The real kash is there's no chiyuv to be mal today. But then again, we have to know what Rashi holds. But the hor is a very geshmaka hor. Zok taisvis. V'loi mile sheloi bezmane da'osi bekal v'chayme. Perish bekunteret. What is the Kal V'chayma? Uma tzoras she doiche esu avoide, v'avoide doiche esu shabbos. So you see that tzoras is stronger than avoide. Avoide is stronger than shabbos. In mila shloi bezman is stronger than tzoras. Shavadike this mila shloi bezmanam should be stronger than shabbos. Should be doiche shabbos. Because the Rav less like high kavuchaim, the pei kabbalas of the mila, וכסובה דהוד הצהרס תאיך העבודה לא משום חומרי בצהרס אלא משום דגברו לא יחוזי רוב וטיינס דעת אפילו יוקר אוף הצהרס שסטול כן דוד העבודה נצבילה אתם כנית נצא ערב שמש so the Rebbe says that that is a chomer that ktitzes beheres is ktitzes beheres is doich avoide shall the fool you be kaitzes the beheres is still won't be kosher to do the avoide that's why not kaitzes beheres so Rebbe himself holds that there's no chomer of tzaras over avoide that's what Rebbe personally says on the Sefer Shabbos. So Mamela, how could Rove make such a kavo chaymel since Milas Doicha Taras, Taras is Doicha Voide, and Rove himself holds that Taras is not Doicha Voide. Kopshari is the Gavro de Loichos, they enter the Ksitis Beret, that's why you don't cut the Beret. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish kavo chaymel, Uma Oichu Nefesh, different kavo chaymel, Uma Oichu Nefesh, Lanichutu Olav Yud Gimel Bris, is Doicha Yonte, Samadach oichu nefesh is doiche yonte. There's no yud gemol brises. Tavade gewiss mila that is yud gemol brises should zicha be doiche yonte. Now this Rabbi Nechananu is a very interesting Rabbi Nechananu. The Chassam Sofer on the Tshuvos says, L'chairet, it's not true. Oichu nefesh doesn't go through all three, snapshot, and in order to be Mekayim, Simchas Yontev, so the mitzvah Simchas Yontev is doiche de Yisurim. Oichu nefesh is lachayra hutra, that's a davar muskim. So we're learning about dinei triye, just like this is doiche yontev, a kal bochayim, a milu should be doiche yontev. Oichu nefesh doesn't go through begidrei triye. That's the Sam Sofer's kashe. Sam Sofer wants to say that, Rabbi Nechananel is speaking about machshirei oichel nefesh he efshel asoysa me'erev yonte. The machshirem do go through all three. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. The Shita Mekabetzis, he brings down from Arikeach. The Arikeach says that taka oichel nefesh gufu works all three. Taka psadin beret teuche. Chweit mitzvah simchish yonte, bezdeiche yonte. And that's why Echol Nefesh's Mutter works to Al-Takat Chiyah. V'yesh lo hoshi, but Taisri says, whatever the Echol Nefesh is, I have a tshuva on the Kavo Chayim. Ma lo Echol Nefesh, shekei mitzvah ivere, shalomocha lo ye mitzvah leom. How can you learn out of Kavo Chayim? Echol Nefesh, you won't do it today, so you can't do it anymore. So Mamel, that's why it's doichet. Mashen came Mila, you can do it tomorrow also. So you don't have a kalvachaymer. You don't have a kalvachaymer, so why do you need a meal? For Oymeri, the ikel and me'eved kalvachaymer, menedor, menedovis, the doche, yontem, avapish, onichtusolein, yudgim, obrisis, resava rova, the craven beyond. Aces rova holds that nedor, menedovis, nedor, menedovis, afilu oilis, is Deiche Yonte. Now, if this is Deiche Yonte, you could do it after Yonte also. Avol Pikein, Rava holds, it's Deiche Yonte. So, Memele, so I have a Kavachayme, so Madach, Nedorom, Nedorom, Shal Nichna, so Alain, you give a Bris, this is Deiche Yonte. So, Madach, you give a Smila, Shalai, Bizman, and Nichna, so Alain, you give a Bris, this is Deiche Yonte. Lekker een misrach maal in het dorp, en in het dorp is je kind zeerig gewooi, ik heb het thuis beperkt, ik heb wel eens de miele maal ooit maar stijl leg, en dat zeerig gewooi, ja. Verlaat geuven in, hoor. Ooit maar stijl leg, om takken ze zeerig gewooi, ja, zeg je, we zei ooit. Want in het dorp, en dorp is het naar de geuven, ze zeggen dat zeerig gewooi, ja. Daar vullen gaat thuis, waar schoom is, want ik kreeg zeerig gewooi, ja. Kieven die laaf de god, alleen boeilis voor jij nu. So my mele fakert, he created the chiv, it's not called a tzerech gevoya. So my mele, the dorm and the dove, so my mele, this is not a tzerech gevoya, that's how much he was menad of them. So my mele, so the kavochoyme is, from the dorm and the dove, that's tzerech yont of according to Rove. So, about the gevis, milo shloi bizman.
V'nire, now Taisa says a nuzach. The Rabbe Islay or the Rava. We didn't learn Ravashi. Yes, let's go back to the Gemara. Ravashi Omar Shabbosun the Yom Tovas.
So what was the kasha? The kasha was, let us say, Esa Deichaloisase. So Ravashi was Machadish Yontev is not only a Loisase, it's an Asay of Shabbosin. In Esa Deichaloisase Bes. Shabbosin the Yontev Asayu. The mashme shvois, avala yontev asei v'loisase. So let's go back to Taisvis. The Taisvis, so Poshet, when we learn the Gemara, so the Gemara seems to be saying that, why, we have four reasons why, shreifas loisar is not taiche yontev. According to Ravashi, nesed eche loisase v'ese. According to Rove, because of the Pasuk. So it seems Rava does not hold that it's a loisase v'ese. Rava holds it's a loisase. That's why I need a Pasuk to tell me it's not loich. That's perhaps how we would learn. Taisvis disagrees with that. V'nire de Rava islay ho de Ravashi. Rava holds like Ravashi. De yontiv asei v'loisase. He also holds it's asei v'loisase. Oh, it's the kalvachoyme. So now it's very good. Why Rava needed a kalvachoyme that would make me think that Mila is doiche yonte. The ilav kalvachoyme, but vices without the kalvachoyme, lav itzorich lemeisa. I wouldn't need a posik of levadoi to tell me that it's not doiche yonte. It's poshit it's not doiche yonte. No. Since I have a kalvachoyme, I think it's doiche yonte. So my mele, that's we need the levadoi. So Zetman doch that Rava holds like Ravashi, it's a loisas of Esse. So that means Poshe, it's not Deichayot. But Rava is, but I have a Kalvachim, it should be Deichayot. Therefore, Nilavadi Tadami, it's not Deichayot. Chemashme, the Peperkama, the Beye, the Perkabi, Eta, Kira, Mukhan, Levadi, Seif, Yont of Esse, who bein Esse, Deichaloisas of Esse, Elomarot. Al Koponim weiss doch ois that Rava also holds that Yontav is a loisas of es. The mashma de Rav is like Yontav esu. There's an es also. So it comes out as follows. So what is Rav saying? Rav is saying that I would think that Mila shalei bismano is doichi Yontav, even though it's a loisas of es. Kalvachayba. From the dumb and the dumbest way Taisva says. So I would think it's Deiche Yontev. That's why I need Levadai to tell me that it's not Deiche Yontev. So let us think for 1 minute. So Sreifas Noisa, I don't have a Kalvachayma from the Dorm and the Dovis. So Sreifas Noisa, I don't even need this Pasuk. I don't need this Pasuk to tell me that it's not Deiche Yontev. It's not Deiche Yontev because Nesha Deiche Leisase Vesa. So Lechayra, this whole Rave that was brought into Asugye was Shalei Letzayra. The Taisus Hazai. The hash the levado itzach the sreifus kotchen. Sreifus kotchen, we have Ravashi's teretz. Ein esse doich alo isase ve'esse. El ala mila. No, you need the levado mila dika kalva choyma. Omarov peire krabileza. So that was the Rav had to bring the Levado is to tell me that Mila is not, Mila Shlabisman is not Teichi Yontav. So Mele, but Sreifus Kotchim is possibly not Teichi Yontav, and that's Teichi Leisat Sebesa. There's a whole Rav we need for Mila. So why is the Rav brought here in our Sugi? We're not talking about Mila, we're speaking about Sreifus Kotchim. But Gemara, Maisilocha Sreifus Kotchim, the Memele Memate, but the Gemara says Rav is drosha, which really you don't need for Sreifus Kotchim, but the Levadi can zich help for Sreifus Kotchim also. If the Pasuk was Megala, that Afilu Mile is not Teiche Yontev, and why isn't it Teiche Yontev? Because it's absolutely sure you can wait till tomorrow. So Memele Sreifus Kotchim is a Vada Gibis not Teiche Yontev. Rav Ashi le koyle mif le garov, he's not chay le garov, el milsa daf in afshe kome. For kochim koi. He's going on kochim. So kochim you don't need. Rabbi said, I hear a posik up his sleeve. It's gewaldig. A posik, he needs this posik for mila, but with this posik, he can be also learn out that the Tzeves Kochim is not Deiche Yontes. So Rav Ashi is speaking about Kochim. Ba'afilu Amila, also speaking about Mila also. The Mash Mebi'im Loi Hevi, the last Loi Kal V'Chayimah. That means he doesn't know the Kal V'Chayimah. So Memela, if he doesn't know the Kal V'Chayimah, so Mila also would not think Deiche Yontes, because Enesa Deiche Loi Sasades. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Kol hanechal b'sher hagodl. Every chelik of meat that is eaten by a sher hagodl. A sher hagodl already is a tough animal. There's a lot of chalokim there that get hard and are unedible. Ye'ochel b'gdi harach. So these are nechal b'gdi harach. Zot Rashi, kol hanechal b'sher hagodl, shekvar hukshe kol ma she'osid lahakshiz boy, asher hagodl, whatever is going to become hard is hard already. So that, what after it's hard, is still edible, that means now we have hard chalokim and soft chalokim, edible chalokim. So whatever is still edible by the sher hagodl, is yeyochel b'gdi harach, roi lachile b'pesach. A Pesach, which here you have a lot more chalokim which are edible, but we don't say that. We say whatever is edible b'sher hagodol, that's roi lachila b'pesach. Avol ma she'ein einechol b'sher hagodol, ein nimnim olav b'pesach. So one cannot be a monoyamit. Avol pisha achshav rachu, even though now it's rach, osid lahakshois b'soifai, but eventually it will become hot. So memele, so even though now it is rach, hafal pikein, you're not mekayim mitzvahs achila with it. Yeah. Just to understand a little bit, Rashi says already the svara, but since it's osid lahakshois b'soifai, so therefore, it doesn't have the Rab Chaim says, because it's Megea Taisus in the Seif of the Sugya, but Rab Chaim says that there are two Gdorim. There's Boso, and then there's Adin Oichel. And he says, by Pesach, we're concerned about the shame Boso. Ba'ochlu es ha-Boso ba'laylo hazeh. So Memele, so Rab Chaim says that this Chesorim, that Soifoi will become Niskashe, Ava Bishach Shevrach, who osid lahakshois b'soifoi, so memele, that's mafkia, the shame boso mine. In order to be koina, shame boso, in order to be called meat, it has to be eaten kiseida. If only you can chaper arayin, now it's edible, later won't be edible. So it could be it's called an oichel now. But boso, in order to be translated als boso, it has to be oimed l'achila mitchila v'atzai, in order to have a shame boso. Zok the Mishnah weiter. So that's the first halacha. Kol hanechal b'sher gadol yochel b'gdi harach. B'roshei knofayim v'aschusim. So Rashi zok. V'roshei knofayim v'aschusim. So first Rashi is going to translate what is the taich v'aschusim. Shekoirim tibrus. Now tibrus is cartilage. Sheberoish gaf hakose. The cartilage that is on the end of the shoulder blade. So that cartilage is, we'll see, that cartilage, it seems to be saying, is nechel by a gdi harach. We'll see how this stems with the reisha. So that's one cartilage. And then, vaschusim And then it says, so Barosh HaKnafayim means the cartilage which is the saif of the shoulder blade. So we're speaking about the schusim, the cartilage. What's Vahaschusim? Vahaschusim, Shach Haschus Shaboy. There's other cartilage in Agdi. Kagoin Tenucha Oizen, Vahaschusay Hechose, Vahatzloi Saktane Shebesaif Hashedro. All these are made out of cartilage, and this is, it seems, this is, one can be Yaitse if he's a money on this. Is Rabbe Rami, fact, is Rabbe Esther Kash, it nan kol anechel b'sher agobu, yei ochel b'gdi arach, b'she'ein ein nechel, loy, Rabbe Esther Hoys. Hei mosayf, roshe knafayim vaschusim, vahani loy misachli b'sher agobu. This is not nechel b'sher agobu, so how does this stim with the reishet? By a share of godel, some of this cartilage becomes unedible, it becomes very hard. And for the Gemara, Ella Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi in the Mishnah. For Ochik Tanoi, Kol Anechol B'Sher HaGodol, Yei Ochol B'Gdi Arach, B'Shein Einechol Loi. So therefore, according to the Tanakame, Schusim, cartilage, one cannot be Yitze, because it's not Nechol B'Sher HaGodol. V'yesh oimrim afroshe knafayim vaschusim. And then there's a second day in the Mishnah that holds that schusim, one can be yoit. So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. So the pashtis would be that this klal, kol anechel b'sher agodo yochel b'gdi arach, is a machlokes. V'yesh oimrim hold afil it's not nechel b'sher agodo, afal pikein, it's nechol b'gdi arach. That would be the pashas. We'll see Rashi soon. Rove oma mahen k'toni. No, it's not a machloikis. It's a pirish. Bochi k'ton. Kol hanechol b'sheir hagodol b'shleike. That means, shleike is not bishel. It's bishel harbe. That means if you cook it very long, it will become soft. And it will be edible by a share agodel, yeyochel b'gdi arach b'tzli. So now you're allowed to eat it, b'gdi arach b'tzli. Umahein, and what are we speaking about? That it is edible al yedei shleike b'sher agodel, roshe knafayim v'aschusim. So Rava learns, machlekes rabin Rava. Rava says that it's one tana in the Mishnah, and the seif is meforish dereisha, and the seif is megala. You don't learn pshat nechel b'sher agodol stamazay nechel b'sher agodol. The shleike is nechel b'gdi arach, yocha b'gdi arach. And Rava learns no, there's a machlokes the tana kame in Yeshayimah. Zok the Gemara weiter tanya kavosei derove. Kol anechol b'sher hagodol b'shleike yeyochol b'gdi arach, b'tzli. Umahein, roshe knafayim v'aschusim v'gidim arakim. No, this is then v'gidim arakim nidoinim kebosor zanudin. V'gidim arakim is nidoinim kebosor, and it's also, there has to be eaten. Zogt Rashi. V'yesh oimrim af roshe knafayim v'aschusim. Hoyel ubisher hagodu gufei misachlu bishleika bishul yesa. Bishleika? What does it like? I mean bishul yesa. So the rehitis of Loshen Rashi is that the machloikis, the tanik, according to Rabbi, the machloikis, the tanikame, and the machloikis, the tanikame, and the yeshaimrim is, what does kol anechel b'sher agodol include? So the Tanakam holds it has to be nechel without shleike. It has to be nechel yidei bishul. You cook it 7 hours and then it'll be nechel. That's not called nechel b'sher agodol. And the Yeshayimrim holds no, that the shleike is nechel de shleike. It's also called nechel yidei nechel b'sher agodol. That's what Rashi seems to say. So both of them are moide. that you need Nechel. B'sher HaGodl, Shail is Nechel B'shleike B'sher HaGodl. So the Tzvas Emes asks, so according to Rashi, and Rav says it's not Machloikis. That's Ma'ein, that's what the Tana of the Mishnah holds. The Tana of the Mishnah holds is that Nechel B'sher HaGodl means Aydei Shleike. Then the Gemara said, Tanya Kibosei Derove, the Gemara Baraya Terove. Because it says in the Baraisa, Kola Necha B'Shel HaGodl B'Shleike Yochel B'Gdi Arach B'Tzli. So, Frektus Vas Emes, according to Rashi, what's the Tanya Kibosei Derove? Maybe this is going according to the Yesh Emrem, according to Rabbe. That means, Lulei Divrei Rashi, the Vas Emes says he would learn Shat, that the Yeshem and Bechal don't hold this din of Kol HaNechel B'Sher HaGodl. They don't hold Bechal this din. And that's why they're Mekel by Rosh HaKnafayim. He doesn't hold Bechal this din. That's the Machloike. But Rashi says he holds this din, but he holds it to be Nechel B'Sher HaGodl HaDei Shleike. So what's Tanya Kevosei Derove? Maybe this is going according to Yeshem Rem. So that's why, and they hold a bit Nechai Desh like it's enough. Maybe Tanya Kibos say that means it should have brought down a Machloikis. Why would the Baraisa be Soisim if it's a Machloikis Tanoi? Maybe that's Mesachnish. But that's his Kasha and Rashi. Ma'in Ktoni, Vochi Koma, Kola Nechai B'Shal Gola B'Shleike Yocha B'Di Arach Tzli, Ma'in Roshay Knofayim B'Aschusim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itma. So then the Barais also was Messiah, Begidin Arakim, Nidoinim Kiboso. Itma, Gidin Shesoifon Lahakshais. What if you have a Gid that Soifon Lahakshais? What's the type Soifon Lahakshais? We have a Machlekes HaRishayim. So Rashi says, Gidei Tzavo, at Seifel Lakshes, Ubigdi Utle Himrakim, Avalim Hoya Maskin, Seifon Liois Koshen. That's Gidin, Jesuifon Lakshes. As Rashi learns by the Tle alone, eventually, it will become unedible. But now, in the Aben Shono, it's edible. Gidin, Jesuifon Lakshes, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Nimnim Aleim Bepesach. Reish Lakish, Omar, ein nimnim aleim bepesach. Rabbi Yochanan, Omna nimnim aleim bosar ashtazlin. Now it's roi lachila. So memele, so one can be a moni on it. Reish Lakish, Omar, ein nimnim aleim bosar besoif azlin. He go bosar besoif. So, we mentioned before the vote from Rav Chaim. He says, so what's the shayla? You go bosa besoif. What kind of a lomdus is that? So the lomdus is because, that means if you would need a machel, then it's not understandable. Now it's an oichel. What's going to happen later? So, chayr, it's not mafki, the shame oichel. But if it's a din, bochlos a bosa, balayla, zed, if you have a shame bosa, if it's only edible as man mugbul and later it gets hard, that doesn't have a shame boso. That's what Reish Lakish holds. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, it's cold now. Lizman, it's cold now boso. Later become ice boso. But they also, the hasht alone is sufficient to give it a shame boso. Eis ve Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, we learn kol anechel b'sher agodu yochel b'gdi arach. That's what we hear in the Mishnah Ma'in Rosh, Eknofayim Vaschusim. Hani en, Avo Gidoin, Shesoifim Lahakshis Loi. Seems we'll see in Tosfos Kloro, that since the Mishnah was Mefaret, only certain cases, Aschusim, so Dvaisto Istavke, this one is Yoitze. But Gidoin, Shesoifim Lahakshis, one will not be Yoitze. Not the same thing. Hani my time the misachli bishir a godl bishlake. Anachnami misachli bishir a godl bishlake. So Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Begidin harakim de toni bach bereis en die doinem kebosel, Rabbi Yochanan Mashmulei, the rakin hash, the rakin means, even though now the rakin, later they'll become a Yisrakin, Lo Yishlokish Mashmulei, Bishar Gidin, No, Seifel Lachshay Shinnat Yoitz, Vishah Gidin Darakim Loilom. Hani Yein, the Salke Daifach mit der Porish Mahein, Davke Koma, Davke Diz. So Rabbi Yechanan said, no, Hani Mai Taime Perushu, Umaskone de Tirutze. Fakert, that's what he's saying. Fakert, it says this, Behuadin, it says this, Behuadin, given Shesoy from Lakshis. Let us see Taisus. Given Shesoy from Lakshis. Perish Pekunteris, Gidei Tzavo. The Einir Le Rivo, the Mashme, the Hashtahim Rakim Kiboso Le Gamri. Now they are rakin, but to the reshlokish le posulu, elamishum besayf. Later, to the el koma, the Gemara said, and after gimelam at base, elopshita begidei tzava, mashmishayim regilim liyois noiso. The Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is speaking about gidei tzava, and these are normally, that's what the gid in the Mishnah, these are normally noiso, bein ruin liyochel, kamoyat somis. So if we assume that Gidin Shesayf al Hakshis means when the Tles maske, when it gets old, then it becomes Shesayf al Hakshis. But when it's a year old, it's still very much edible. So why did the Gemara assume that Gidei Atzavo will normally be nicer because it's not usually eaten? Mashem Shem Gimli is nicer, Ben Ruin Lochel, Kamaya Tzomes, Elenire Dahainu Gidei Shedre. Gidei Shedre, that's the Seif on Lahakshoys, but the Katnusoy, the Shana Rishaina, it's Roy Lechem. The Gidem Horakim, which the Bereise says that it's good, the Tony Bebereise, Ayri Begidei Boso, the Lakula Alma Abi Kebosso.